passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Hurricane Rita hit the Texas coast in October of last year and continued its path of destruction through East Texas. This week, Texas Parks and Wildlife TV series highlights recovery efforts. Don Cash supervises the show.
The parts of East Texas and the people of East Texas that have been damaged by Hurricane Rita were largely overlooked. And even more overlooked in that was the state parks, historic sites, wildlife management areas that were damaged. One of the places was Martin Dyce Jr. State Park near Jasper, and it's a huge park with just beautiful tall pine trees and oaks, and it's an absolute mess.
This is a Walnut Ridge camping loop. This is one of the hardest hit areas in the park. We probably lost maybe 40, 50% of the trees in this area. It was hit pretty tough.
If you drove through there, you wouldn't believe just how much damage occurred. The trees were knocked down, the campgrounds, a lot of them demolished. The story focuses on what the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, the staff, has done to bring these parks back.
A lot of people would probably just give up. Parks and Wildlife is not going to give up. We know how vital this area is to the public.
And it's a long, slow recovery.
But we don't want people to dwell on the fact that we had a storm and it tore the park up. We want them to know what we've done to bring it back and what it looks like now. And it is still the same park they had before. It'll all be back one day.
The series airs on PBS stations statewide. Check your local listings. That's our show. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.